Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you, talking some Cowboy football. The Pokes opening up their 2016 season against Northern Illinois. That'll be Saturday night. We've got starting safety, strong safety, Marcus Epps joining us on the program. Marcus, first of all, it's great to have you on the show for the first time. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, not a problem. Under the lights at War Memorial Stadium to open up the season, how pumped up are you and this team and this defense for Saturday night?
Oh, we're very excited. We're very pumped up. I mean, you know, there's no better environment than under the lights starting out the season against a great team. So, you know, we're excited to come out there and prove that we're a different team than last year.
You know, Northern Illinois may not be that name brand that a lot of fans look towards when they talk about college football, but, you know, you know them, a decade-long history, one of the most winningest programs over the last 10 years. They're not too far removed from the Orange Bowl. How much do you guys know about the recent winning ways of this Northern Illinois football team?
Oh, we know a lot. I mean, Coach Bull and our defense coaches talk about it all the time. You know, they're a great program. You know, they've won a lot of games recently, and they were in the Orange Bowl a few years ago. So, you know, we have a big game, first game against a great program. And, you know, we have to come out and be prepared.
I mean, I know you guys want to build Wyoming your own way, but when you see what Northern Illinois has done, kind of an off-beaten place, Laramie, kind of a similar way, not in terms of how both towns look, but it's a smaller town like DeKalb. I mean, do you see some similarities in the way that you would like to see the Wyoming Cowboys as a program in the near future?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime a program is winning, you know, that's where we want to be. So, you know, we just have to continue to come in every day and, you know, continue to give it our all. And, you know, we have a lot of young guys, so hopefully in the near future we'll be one of those programs that, you know, is winning a lot.
You mentioned a lot of young guys, and you had a lot of young guys last year, especially on the defensive side of the ball with a number of true and redshirt freshmen playing. So now you've got a bunch of sophomores, but as sophomores, how much more experience do you guys feel and more comfortable do you guys feel out on the field?
Oh, I mean, it's a huge difference from this year to last year. I mean, you know, now even though we're only sophomores, we feel like vets, and, you know, we have a whole year of starts of experience under our belt. So, you know, there'll be less nerves out there on the first game. You know, we know what to expect, and, you know, we'll just be a lot more prepared.
Talking to Wyoming safety Marcus Epps joining us here on the Sports Zone. Marcus, what did you do yourself to put you in the position you're in to be a starting strong safety for the Wyoming Cowboys? What kind of work? What all went into your getting that chance on Saturday night?
I just worked hard. You know, I always put extra work in on the field and in the film room. So, you know, hard work pays off.
Just hard work. I mean, that's the, you know, did at least with how you came and played the game, where would you say you improved the most as a player from last year now into heading into this season?
You know, I think this year I'm thinking a lot less. You know, I think I'm covering better, and, you know, I think I just know the defense a lot more, so I know my fits and I know where other people's fits are, so that helps me out a lot. As opposed to last year, I was just focused on mine. Now this year, I'm learning the whole defense, and I'm knowing the D-line fits and the linebacker's fits, so that's helped me out a lot, too.
When you say, I hear players say that a lot, I'm thinking a lot less, and, you know, from an outsider, you think, well, you're thinking a lot less, then, you know, maybe you're not thinking what's going on, but what does that mean when you say you can think a lot less and that makes you a better player?
You know, it just means that you know what you have to do. So when the ball snaps, you know where you have to be already. So you're not thinking about it. You're just reacting to the play the offense is running. So you can just play a lot faster and make more plays.
How many steps do you think that takes away when say, case in point, last year, you're on the field and the offense snaps the ball and you got to think about where you're going as opposed to what you're doing this year when you know where you're going? How many steps, you know, are you behind already on the as a defensive player on that play?
At least two or three.
Yeah. That's a big difference too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's the difference from, you know, somebody having that 2 to 3 step and going right past you or making a cutback or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, two or three steps can go a long way. So, you know, it's a game of inches. So, yeah.
Wyoming safety Marcus Epps joining us here in the program. You say you're going to be a better defense overall this year. What went into you guys? Is it just that year under your belt being a better defense, or is there more to it, do you think?
I think there's more to it. I mean, I think, you know, we're competing a lot better in practice. There's much more competitiveness between the defense and offense. And I think we're more fired up. We don't like the way last year went, and we want to prove a lot of people wrong.
How much can that carry you as a defensive player to have a chip on your shoulder, to know that you guys are better than what you guys put out on the field last year?
I feel like it could take you a long way, but I mean, at the end of the day, we still have to be prepared mentally and physically. You know, we can't just think we're going to go out there with a chip and play good just because we have a chip on our shoulder. You know, we still have to be prepared for the game plan. So, but I think it will definitely take us a long way and fire us up defensively.
I know you guys have had three, almost 4 weeks of fall camp to get yourselves in the spot where you're in now. When did Northern Illinois kind of get on your mind, or has it been on your mind for some time?
It's been on my mind, but I mean, we didn't really go into game planning until about a week and a half ago. So, but you know, as a defense and as a whole team, you know, we've been thinking about it, but you know, at the same time, we've just been trying to focus on taking it one day at a time in fall camp and just getting better every day.
So this Northern Illinois team is a very balanced offense. I'm sure you know. I mean, a huge offensive line. They've got the leading rusher back in the MAC conference. What jumps out at you the most when you've seen them on film and the guys they have returning?
Yeah, they just have good players at every spot. They have good quarterback, good running back, and they have good receivers. So, you know, they definitely have the players to make plays on their offense. And so we have to just be prepared, know what we're gonna get, and just go out there and play.
So with Northern Illinois, I don't want you to give away, you know, the game plan. But what are your first reads as the strong safety when you're going up against an offense like Northern Illinois is going to put out on the field?
Just gotta be locked in. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to be thinking about. Locked into my keys and to my responsibilities, and just paying attention out there and try to know what's coming.
First day of class for you today, man. Are you one of those guys, you enjoy the first day of school with the syllabus and all that kind of stuff? Or I tell you, what was it like today?
Yeah, it was just syllabus day for all my classes, just going over basically the course, and that was all. So it was a cool first day.
What are you studying, Marcus? What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in communications.
Communications. What do you want to do with that when you're done with school? Obviously, you'd like to play football as long as you possibly can. But yeah. What do you want to do?
You know, I'm still thinking about that right now. I haven't really, you know, made up my mind yet, but it's something that I'm definitely thinking about still.
Yeah, you know, this is our first time to talk to you on the show, so get to know you a little bit. I mean, moving to Laramie, Wyoming, what adjustments, are you still making adjustments to life in Laramie? Are you pretty much settled in with what's going on?
I think I'm pretty much settled in. I mean, you know, it wasn't really too hard for me. You know, there's a lot of players in the locker room that are from California or from Florida or places similar. So, you know, it hasn't been too bad. I mean, I've made pretty good friends with them, and it's been just like home when I converse with them as to people back home. So I think the biggest thing was just there's a lot less people and it's a lot slower. But other than that, it wasn't really too bad for me to adjust.
Now, have you become an outdoorsman at all?
not really. I haven't really gone on any hikes out here yet.
Okay.
Definitely something I should do while I'm out here.
See, I know, you know, Sean Wick's a big fishing guy. You need to hook up with him and go fishing with Sean, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever been fishing before?
I have not.
See, you got to do it, man, right? Don't you have to do that?
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that I need to do that, so, you know, I'm going to have to mark that one down and do that.
Hey, Marcus, we look forward to seeing you out there on the football field this season, Saturday night, 8:30 under the lights at War Memorial Stadium. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the program, and we'll see you Saturday night. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.